Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Crunch Wrap Podcast. I am your host, Nate Darling, posting a little bit later today, because sometimes life happens and you don't get to things first thing in the morning. So just wanted to remind everybody who might be a Nate Darling Show subscriber, due to circumstances beyond our control, there will be no new podcasts again this week. Sorry about that. But we have launched the new Morning Crunch Wrap Show. So you'll have that every day this week, and we will be back next week with new episodes, assuming we all make it through, because there have been some things. All right, let's get into it a little bit. The news story today that caught my eye, Tyson Foods is recalling more than 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets because they may be contaminated with small pieces of rubber. The U.S. Agriculture Department says there were consumer complaints about extraneous material in 5-pound packages of Tyson white meat panko chicken nuggets. There are no confirmed reports of adverse reactions. Apparently, a small number of consumers contacted the company to say that they had found small pieces of soft blue plastic in the nuggets, which prompted the company to issue a recall. That's from Tyson. It added that the pieces were found in a very small number of packages and that no injuries have been reported. Just so you know, Tyson said the nuggets were shipped to club store distribution centers, you know, things like Sam's Club, Costco, et cetera, in Arizona, California, Illinois, New Jersey, and Ohio. The packages have a best if used by date of November 26, 2019. The case code, I'm not going to read that here. I'll link to this story on the Morning Crunch Wrap Facebook page so that you know what we're talking about. All right, so literally, it's time to crunch it and wrap it. Let's crunch wrap this thing. Okay, so part of the government shutdown that happened was there weren't as many food inspectors going out. Now, I don't know that this has anything to do with food inspectors per se, but this is actually, no matter what you think of Tyson Foods, whether you think they're great or whether you think they're terrible or whether you think the quality of their chicken is good or not, that is immaterial. They got some complaints and they immediately stepped on it and did the right thing and did a recall. 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets is not a small matter. Now, the real question is, how did rubber get into chicken nuggets? And the obvious joke is they weren't always filled with rubber. I've had chicken nuggets from Tyson, and yeah, I remember somebody going, "Yeah, they're the same as going and getting McNuggets. They're, you know, the same idea. They're not just as good." Now maybe they've improved them. This was a while ago. Maybe they are a lot better now. But I want to salute to Tyson for doing the voluntary recall, because God knows the federal government isn't going to get to it, because we're just not operating a government right now, which, you know, thankfully no one was hurt either. So it's very good. But that's got to be a weird feeling. You bite into a chicken nugget and I hate it when you bite in and you get that weird chewy thing in any piece of chicken. That's like for me. But to then see like little pieces of blue in there, that would freak me right out and put me off of that to begin with. By the way, go ahead. I'm going to be that guy for a moment. Go ahead and just buy chicken breasts, cut them up and bread them and then cook them yourself. It's really not that hard. Then you're going to be healthier. You're going to have better quality meat and you know, there's not going to be rubber inside of them. So just a small tip from me to you, because I wanted to be that guy at that point. So the Agriculture Department on it. Thankfully, the FDA inspectors apparently not, but Tyson doing the right thing and getting those nuggets off the shelf. If you got the nuggets, they advise you to either bring them back to the place of purchase, good luck with that, or throw them out. So don't try to eat them. Do not eat the rubberized chicken nuggets from Tyson. So again, where did the rubber come from? Was it a seal in one of the machines that came down through? Did somebody have a super ball on the processing line? It got locked in there. Oh, little bits of blue. Oh my God. I hope that is not rubber gloves that the workers wore. Someone on the line took one of the rubber gloves and threw it in. That's probably it. Anyway, that's the Morning Crunch Wrap for today. If you've got some Tyson chicken nuggets, check the Morning Crunch Wrap Facebook page. That'll have all of the info on which ones were recalled. And don't eat the rubberized chicken. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap for today. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the glass?